Proclamation number 5775 of 25th of September, 1953. Servants of Satan. How abysmally low are men who no longer hold the lifts of their fellow man sacred, who mercilessly set themselves up as judges over their brethren and judge arbitrarily, depriving them of freedom and harming them in body and soul. They are willing servants of Satan, devilish in mind, devoid of love, unjust in thought and action. They are truly people who have become devils, who no longer deserve mercy and who must therefore be put out of harm's way when the time comes. God's adversary makes use of them and they willingly do what he urges them to do. There is no more love amongst people and even less justice. Everyone only seeks his own advantages and forces them upon himself at the expense of his fellow human beings. And these are no longer isolated cases, but the whole of humanity is moving in this direction. Even if not always obviously, but mentally many people are also sinning who do not detest or condemn what is obviously the work of Satan. The world has become accustomed to outrages that cry out to heaven. It tolerates instead of opposing, it does not help where help is needed. And the number of devils grows with every day, and their evil deeds increase. But the time will come when everyone will have to answer to God, when no one will be able to hide from him and when all evil deeds will be revealed. People no longer believe in a God, they do not believe in a judge before whom they must answer, and they do not believe in retribution. Yet they will have to pay their debt in pennies and nickels, nothing will be forgiven, every wrong will demand its atonement, and the freedom they abused will be transformed into a captivity which they will have to endure for eternities, because otherwise their guilt cannot be redeemed, because otherwise they cannot attain correction. Only the deeply sunk will have to endure such torment. Yet before the end of this earth people will have reached the deepest depth, and apart from the small flock of God-faithful people the earth will only have devils left, representatives of him who rages on earth because he knows that he doesn't have much time left. He is already unmistakably active now, for he drives people to cruelty, to lies and intrigue. He puts people into greatest distress who are not at his beck and call. Satan has embodied himself in his helpers and abettors. And the world is full of sin. The time of tribulation has begun, ushering in the end, and it will proceed as proclaimed in word and scripture. The persecution of those will begin who are not willing to serve him, who want to remain faithful to God and therefore have to endure a time of struggle which is directed against God himself. But then the end will also be here, then the time will be fulfilled and Satan's activity will come to an end. Then the day of judgment will come when accountability will be demanded, when God's justice will balance everything out, when everyone will receive what he deserves. Amen.